I'm at the Transliteracy Conference in Leicester, and I've just had a brief conversation with somebody over lunch who doesn't do audio boo and who doesn't Twitter, but is a writer, and he's interested in dialogue, and he writes because he wants to, because he's interested in the process. And we talked a bit about narrative, and just he's gone for a walk around now, and I was just thinking, there's a common thread to a lot of the stuff that I've been interested in over the past year, and it keeps coming up at the events that I go to. Right back to Between in Liverpool, in Future Sonic in Manchester last year, and today it's been very powerful as well. This thing about narrative and what narrative means, and one of the things as well that I was struck by is this description of transliteracy as being the ability to work across any forms of content, perhaps creating it, certainly understanding and interpreting it. And if you think back to when you first started using Twitter, certainly I found using Twitter extremely confusing, and I didn't get it at all. I was talking to Steve Lawson about this morning, and then it all of a sudden clicked, and I kind of thought, now I've worked out why this is useful. But I had to go through the process of learning how to do that. And I think one of the things about narrative is this argument as to whether a narrative is changed by the way in which the content which depicts it is performed, described, curated. And I don't know about that. Let's see what happens this afternoon, because the sessions this afternoon are going to be on practice, and then I'm going to live blog a plenary session on action. And I wonder whether I might kind of have a bit more to think about when we see that stuff. It's a really interesting event, and some fantastic people here.